Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, February 11, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Good
morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
I hate driving in the rain.
It sucks.
Oh, it took a little longer today, actually.
Yeah. It is nasty. I hate it.
Yesterday was a huge accident. Today, people just driving slower. Just smart. You know, yeah. Rather be that way than the alternative.
Correct.
I had a guy fly by me yesterday going about 100. He did that move that killed one of our high school classmates.
Right.
You know, he was a couple years older than us when we were at the Matha High School. He did that move where he passed us on the shoulder.
And yeah, I saw that yesterday on the Beltway.
Yeah.
I also saw somebody
crazy?
Just weaving in and out of traffic. And it was, I don't think it was raining at this point, but on the Beltway, probably doing, I don't know, 90,
yeah,
95 miles an hour. Just, I mean, endangering not only.
When was this? Today?
This is driving home from MGM National Harbor yesterday.
Yeah.
Just people just...
Yeah, some people just
don't care.
Yeah, careless.
Don't care about themselves reckless. Or anybody else out on the road.
Were you driving home richer?
No. I was driving home...
Poorer.
I was driving home...
Neutral?
Basically equal.
Neutral.
Because as the poker ambassador,
They kick you the free roll,
I get the free rolls into the events. I lasted longer in yesterday's event, but still the net result was the same.
Well, eventually you're going to score and you're going to be butt-sized.
I hope so.
If I was you and I was in your position,
yeah,
and I was getting free-rolled in all these events, mm-hmm, and they're doing their winter poker open or whatever they're calling it, and my wife was cool with it.
The Potomac Winter Poker Open, yes.
Right. I would enter every event.
I'm not playing every event, but I'm back at it tomorrow. And then I'm playing the main over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I think I'm entering four different events.
Yeah.
Because I think eventually the cards are going to fall where you're going to hit a big score.
I would hope so.
Exactly.
I would hope that's the case.
Yeah, that's the greatest free roll.
Yeah.
You actually cash in on it.
But yesterday, got
it's
knocked
fine.
Out
that's
at
tournament
around 4:15.
Yeah.
So I lasted longer than the first event, but still zippy dollars.
Did you go hit my sushi spot for lunch?
I did not.
You didn't?
No.
So you didn't even eat?
No, here's what I did. I brought leftover chicken in the car with me.
Hamburger. Ricky.
Where you brought it? Your own food?
Hold on.
Chicken.
There it is. Brought my own food. Ate some in my car before the event.
Right, to try to...
And then I had a snack during the event. Just kind of tied me over.
Right.
So I had a late dinner. So that
but
was
actually,
move.
When you get bounced out at that time, that's almost the worst traffic time
it
to
was,
leave.
I was very...
That is just the worst.
It was couldn't have been worse timing because the weather was terrible, too.
Yeah.
Rain is coming down.
But
and
it's rush hour.
Just the beginning of rush hour.
So now you're dealing with probably, I'm going to say, from MGM National Harbor to Olney. Without traffic, it's a healthy ride.
Yeah,
without
sure.
traffic, it's probably 45, 50 minutes.
Well, let me just say this. Waze,
probably an hour and a half.
Waze is a big, giant liar. Because it said it would take an hour and 5 minutes for me to get home, and it was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Had to be.
Yeah.
Waze lies. Waze just lies to you. They bold-faced lie to you every single day.
Yeah.
I will stand by that.
I usually
that.
Don't use Waze.
Yeah.
I use Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
They're owned by the same company, right? I think they are.
I don't know, but it looks different.
Yeah.
It does look different, but I think they're probably
Google
using
Maps,
a lot of the same technology.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Yeah. I just think Google Maps is easier to read for some reason.
Right.
Oh really?
Any Junkies listeners win the tournament yesterday?
I don't know. I obviously didn't stick around to find out. I'll
gotcha.
Have to check online to see those results.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually you're going to hit a big one, and everyone in here is going to be envious.
I hope that you are a seer.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
I'm bitter because yesterday I planned on going back to the house and watching the three shows that I DVR'd.
Yep.
The final episode of Power. The next episode, which is episode 5, I believe, of The Outsider.
Episode 6.
Episode 6, sorry. And then the first episode of the new season of Homeland.
It's also known as show prep, all of this. All show all prep. That you're talking about.
And I watched the first two. Everything was fine. And then went upstairs, watched a little Florida State Duke, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to watch Homeland.
Right. Episode one, episode season one. Eight.
And it didn't work. I mean, it was on the list, but I kept hitting enter. Wouldn't work.
That's no bueno.
Enter, nothing. Zippy.
I got to tell you,
so
I watched.
I did not see it.
It's a problem.
I shouldn't have done it. I watched Outsider late. Fairly late. Probably started around 9:30 last night. Because my wife and I wanted to watch, and it's hard to like find a time we can watch it together until Isabella goes to sleep.
Yeah, you put the munchkin down.
So we watch it. And then I made the bad move. I was like, you know what? I just want to watch a couple minutes of Homeland.
Oh, you're not going to just watch a few minutes?
I stayed up until like 11:15, 11:30 watching Homeland.
Yeah, you're going to watch the entire episode.
And it was very confusing the first half hour.
I'm with.
I mean, the first half hour, I was like, okay, this has something to do with Afghanistan and something to do with the Taliban.
A lot of moving parts.
I'm not quite getting it.
There are a lot of moving parts.
Well, I'm all in. If Taliban and Afghanistan are involved, I'm all in.
Well, they're definitely involved.
Okay, good. So you liked it.
I liked it, but it's the classic Homeland first through third episode where it's just a table setter where everything's getting established, and I basically need to go to my wall and start a flow chart, like or Venn diagram, whatever you call it, like Carrie does, to try to figure out point A to point B, C, D, because there's a lot going on.
She is very good at having crazy eyes.
Yes, she is.
Yes,
she's perfect. Play
it.
A wacko. Like
Claire Danes.
She's
nailed it.
She's a good actress.
Yeah,
she's
she really is. Good. She definitely is.
Well, I guess Ilya Samsonov was watching Homeland instead of prepping for the
Islanders. Instead
Isles
of
last
looking
night.
At the Islanders tape. Hey, Caps are in a rough little patch here. Yeah. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I looked at it. They've lost. I mean, it's not terrible, but they've lost 4 out of their last 10, so 6-4.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, there are teams with better records in them.
Yeah, now they have to go on a road trip, 3 games out west. You would have thought this little homestand would have been good for them. It wasn't.
I mean, think about it. The last 2 games, your goalies, your quality goalies, you're basically your 2 starters that you have given up 12.
Yeah, both of them been pulled.
I mean, I'm not saying it's all on the goalies. I know the defense has something to do with it. I was just surprised that Samsonov played like that. It was 2-0 before you could blink.
Well, I guarantee a lot of it has to do with the guys up front.
No, I'm sure it does. Yeah. I'm sure it does.
But like we said yesterday, Coach Reardon's trying to shake it up. He made Gudas a healthy scratch last night. I guess that didn't really. It might have paid some dividends, but it didn't on the score sheet. Obviously,
What happened with Kuzi? I saw him get jacked up. Did he come back?
Pummeled in the shoulder and limped off. I don't know whether he came back or not.
When I was watching the third period, he was not back. So I'm assuming he didn't.
Probably did not come back.
Yeah, let's just hope that's not an extended deal.
That's a classic upper body injury.
He got jacked up against the boards, and I don't know if there's head also involved in that. There has to be a little bit.
This tells me that Brian McClellan's going to make a move to help the defense.
I would think so.
He's going to make a move or two to help the
defense. And I read that
it might be a tweak move.
Did the Pens make a move yesterday?
Don't
believe the Pens made a move yesterday, so the Caps need to respond in some ways. Look, you want a hot goalie or both guys playing good hockey, and lately both goalies, I guess, haven't been playing well.
Yeah, it doesn't look good when you give up 5 in 20 attempts.
No.
I was in my car at the start of the game, and then by the time I got home and put it on TV, I was like, how'd they fall behind this quickly this early?
I know.
Have you guys?
I thought it was going to be a bounce back Monday. Not even close.
Have you guys been following the news at all, like with these stories of the New York City cops being attacked?
Yeah.
Why? What's going on with that?
Well, the one guy attacked the cops because he was pissed off. Well, apparently his kid was killed a few years ago. And then he was also pissed off that he got a drunk driving arrest.
But it's not an isolated thing, right? They've been under assault for a while now.
Oh, I think cops all over the country are.
Yeah, but particularly in New York City, weren't they like pouring water on them? One thing that they were doing like a few months ago?
I didn't see that.
I thought they were doing something like
but
that.
People are crazy.
These guys are sitting in their patrol cars and getting assaulted. Attempted murder.
Luckily, those guys didn't die.
Yeah.
But the one guy got the beat down. Did you see his face?
No.
Oh, he got the beat down.
Yeah. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Oh, people are nuts.
People are insane.
Yep. Absolutely.
I don't even understand what is going on.
How about the awful story of the girl in Loudoun County, the sophomore who died of the flu?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did they say what?
Heritage High School.
Did Did they say what the deal was? Like, they just she had it, didn't realize it, and they got by the time they got it, she got pneumonia or something. Like, what killed her?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the flu killed her. I mean,
yeah, I think a flu usually develops into like
sepsis.
A pneumonia.
I don't know. I don't know what killed her.
She got sepsis would be, mean there would be an infection,
right? She got type A and she died. The 5-year-old boy in Frederick died.
Yeah,
flu.
Usually, you have a compromised immune system and you can't fight it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, or it develops into like a pneumonia and it gets in your lungs, and for a reason, you just get to it too late.
I mean, said she had the influenza B.
Oh, B. Okay.
Yeah. According to the story.
It's amazing.
That's awful.
In this country that happens.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, everyone's worried about the coronavirus, and, you know, it's a media hype, but we've had 10,000 deaths plus from the flu this year.
Right.
10,000!
But sophomores in high school should not, healthy girls should not be dying of the flu.
Definitely not.
5-year-old boys should not be dying of the
flu.
We
have a buddy that, this was 20 years ago, but his brother just had, like, walking pneumonia, died.
Mm.
You know? Just you, don't sleep on pneumonia. I have a buddy who has a deal where he got an early pneumonia shot because he has a compromised immune system.
Okay.
Now, supposedly that's something for people that are over 60.
Yeah.
But he got it at you know, our age.
I think I
am butt sized for one of those.
I think I got that recently.
You got a pneumonia shot?
I'm also protected against tetanus.
Yeah, I got the tetanus.
So if I step on a rusty nail,
yeah,
I think I'm good.
Bring on a rusty nail. We're good.
I'm good for that.
No, but I want that. Why don't they just give everybody the pneumonia shot? Why do I have to dodge it for another 10 years?
Just go to your doctor and say, give me the shot.
I think they don't give it to you unless you have a need.
I think you have a need.
I'm always sick.
I would lobby your doctor and say, doc, I have a need.
I have a virtual appointment with my doctor today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah. It'd be my first time ever doing that.
Very good.
But he says it'll take 5 minutes.
It's butt quick. I did it once.
You did?
I can't remember what malady I had at that point. I know it was minor.
He's just checking in. He just wants to check in.
That's good.
Yeah.
Virtual check-in with the doc.
Virtual appointment. I'm psyched for it.
Sure you are. Mm.
Really positive, cheery start to the show today.
Hey we're talking about preventive medicine over here, JP. We're talking about getting immunized.
Yeah, we already talked about like a cop being attacked, assassination attempt.
Well, just click on the news.
We started with the caps. Yeah,
the caps.
It's all depressing.
More bad news.
It's the caps' fault.
We haven't talked about Quentin Dunbar wanting to be released.
We talked about me not stacking chips. That's depressing, too.
Every story so far has had a negative slant to it.
That is correct.
How about the Skins' best DB? They don't have that many good players. Once out.
Right.
How about baseball wants to let the entire league make the playoffs?
Well, that's great. The part that's the worst part.
Oh, that's the worst part. I don't even think that's going
to
happen.
Is that where you get to pick your opponent.
Oh, I think
did you see that?
I think that's the best part.
Oh, my God.
Baseball cake. I'm a revolutionary. Look, it's hard to be the tip of the spear. I welcome. Why wouldn't you welcome that?
Why? That's, why would you?
It's entertaining. It's
no,
fun.
It's not. It's stupid.
It's
no
fun.
Sport does that. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's preposterous.
It's trying something different.
I don't like out of the box, but that's way out of the box.
I almost think baseball is doing this to throw it out there to divert the attention to all the cheating scandals.
Yes.
And they just want to see what kind
maybe.
Of. They want people to talk about this stupid
something
idea.
Else. Yes. I think that's actually a brilliant idea.
If Manfred does this, he's a complete moron.
Hold on. Did you come up with that on your own?
No, I was just thinking about it on driving in today.
You did?
Yeah.
That's a good thought by you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a really good thought
Aaron,
by you.
I'm a baseball fan. I don't think it's the world's worst thing.
Of course
it's not. I don't like
these
in the end, it doesn't matter that much.
I don't
penalizing
want.
Penalizing the teams that are squeaking in.
Why do you need it? You don't need it.
I don't think you should have the choice to pick your opponent.
You don't need it. But there have been so many wacky rules in baseball that you've overlooked. They used to decide home field advantage by the All-Star game gimmick.
Right, and they got
there
rid of it.
There was a gimmick, and they got just, rid of it.
And before
no
that,
one liked it.
And before that, they used to just do every other year.
There's
stupid.
No reason. Baseball is not that desperate.
It wasn't like by best record. It was
like
by
this.
Like, this is the American League's year that you're going to have
I
home
understand,
field advantage.
But I'd rather there be
this
some sort
just,
of arbitrary set in stone way than just let them.
I think it takes the process. You and Cakes just arguing black versus white.
No, because in the end,
there's no reason.
In the end, whoever you get matched up, the best team has to get through them all.
Well, sure.
I know, but there's no point in doing. No sport does it. Why would you? Have
you can
to
make
be,
it easier for yourself,
but just thinking outside the box.
Why? You don't need
because
it.
Because the sport is struggling with young fans.
Needs a
That's
shot
why.
In the arm,
oh, I'm
Ricky.
Not saying people wouldn't watch the dumb show on the Sunday night and see the guys picking, but the players aren't going to like it.
Who cares if the players like it? They're employees.
Baseball purists don't like it. Well, you don't even watch baseball and you want to do it.
Right. I don't. I actually don't care about it, but I don't think it's the world's worst idea.
You'll watch the dumb reality show where they pick each other's punts, but you don't watch the playoff games.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the
unless
problem.
The Nats are playing, then I'll watch.
I think it's stupid.
Eric, are you upset at the fact that they're picking their opponents or that they're expanding it?
Oh, I don't care. I like expansion. I'm fine with expansion.
I don't mind expanding, but I don't think they need to add two per league. I think that's way too much.
I'm all about expansion. Getting more teams in the playoffs, I'm fine with that. I don't like get to pick your opponent.
I like gimmicks. I like gadgets.
It sounds like, you know what? It sounds like the like wrestling or something.
If you're going to let half the teams in the playoffs, why are you playing 162 games?
Well, that's the other thing. If you're going to let two more teams in per
you.
If you're going to let four more teams in, you've got to cut the regular season by, 12 games? You've got to get to 150.
No, you can't do that for history. You can't do it for history.
Why? You're going to taint all the shorter seasons.
History schmistry.
Yeah, you're going to taint everything.
Who cares?
You're going to taint the record book.
You're going to play until Christmas?
You're going to taint the record book. You got to have 162 forever.
I'm with you, Cakes. I can embrace change. It's fine.
No, Cakes usually can embrace change. That's why it's so bizarre. I'm having a hard time with this.
Putting my arms around it. I love it.
Well, he doesn't really, really care.
That is the bigger
takeaway. It's kind of intriguing.
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
It's kind of intriguing being able to pick your opponent. Like, how would you?
You're just saying black versus white.
No, it's definitely intriguing. How do you match up against other teams?
Right.
Yeah,
If you're like being picked number one overall, you know, you have that factor going into the playoffs. You have that chip on your shoulder.
There's no reason to do
like it.
All right, here's bizarre.
Thank you,
we're in a bizarre world.
The best
world.
Team should play the worst team. They shouldn't have to pick the worst team.
This is so bizarre because I'm against this. You guys, some of you guys are for this, and I was for the NFL rule of expanding like two games or so potentially, and then they have to bench their quarter like each player twice.
I didn't
and then
like that either.
That strategy, I actually liked that one. That was outside the box. You guys were horrified by it. I actually liked it. This one I don't like.
Yeah, but that one took away the best players. Like if you're going to a game,
but
all
it did
of a sudden,
it evenly for everybody.
Understood. I didn't think it was the world's worst. It's just that you generally want to see the best. So this one's not taking away any best players. It's just saying, here's some incentive for teams to have the best record, and the teams that have the worst records are getting kind of penalized in a way.
And how?
How are they getting penalized?
Well, just the best team could say, I want to play this team. They're picking their matchup, right?
Well, that's what they should do. The best team should play the worst team.
That's generally how they should
sport.
That's generally how it should be. It should be that way by default.
Okay, I don't think it's that terrible because, like in hockey, for example, it's kind of wacky. It's not like they stack them up 1 through 8, right? Don't you have to get through your division first?
Yeah, but not everyone likes it.
Well, I think that's stupid too.
There's different rules in different sports. I think Jason hit on it.
But you don't. Really I think they're trying to distract from the Astros cheating scandal, and they're coming up with outrageousness. Next thing they're going to do, they're going to move the mound.
Well, they may just, baseball might have just come up with this crazy idea to see what reaction comes their way, you know, and if it's going to be mostly negative, maybe they'll just put it to bed.
Look, it's talk. Who knows if it'll ever come to fruition, but it's much like the talk at the NBA. They're going to all of a sudden have a midseason tournament, which that one didn't make any sense to me because
that was stupid.
What do you do? Do you get a ring for that one?
That was stupid. Like Cuban annihilated.
Well,
that
imagine all the times that people always say, "Well, the best teams are in the AL this year," and
right.
you know, and then the World Series can be the ALCS basically or the NLCS.
Oh,
you have two AL teams or NL teams playing in the World Series.
I don't like that.
Maybe I read that wrong. So you can actually pick a team from the other league? I wasn't sure if they were doing that.
I don't think so.
That's
just in Valdez's brain.
Yeah. I just think if you're the Nats,
you just
right?
made that up.
I think if you're the Nationals and you were the team that was able to select, you'd be like, okay, do we want to play the Braves in the first round or do we want to
play whoever
the
you match up with better?
Round? Right.
Yeah. I think you're still doing NL versus AL.
Yeah. So I do think that's how I just assume that.
Well, I would add that you can pick any team you want.
New wrinkle by Valdez.
Well, now you're totally ruining the game. You got two AL teams in a World Series. I might have to not watch.
But let's
you wouldn't watch anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think you have to make a change just for sake of change. I don't know why that makes any sense.
I think you hit on it. They're trying to distract from the
Astros. And then everyone's going to hate it, except for Cakes and JP and Valdez. And Manfred's going to say, all right, well, we threw it out there. Too much negativity. Let's go back to the original plan.
All right, if you want to chime in on that or anything else, you can always call us on the on our phone line, which is not the Hadid carpet cleaning line.
Stop yourself. I like it.
800-636-1067. They can jump in and sponsor again, but I don't think they sponsor it right now. Text machine is the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message, and data charge may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. On the program today, John Kime's going to join us. We'll talk some Redskins with the Redskins insider. As EB mentioned, Quentin Dunbar apparently demanding a trade or a release. Chris Nockey's going to join us, the voice of the Terps. He'll join us at 8:40. Terps, of course, 19-4 atop the Big Ten. And Antonio Daniels is going to join us. Great guy. He's always been on the show talking about
voice of the Pellies, right?
Pelicans now, and talk about Zion Williamson. All right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106. 7 the Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 6:45, we continue NBC Sports Washington's Big 20 Countdown. We'll be revealing number 4 today.
Mm-hmm. In the top 4 now. I know what it is. It's a big one. The big one.
Yep. They're all big now.
Pretty big.
Pretty, pretty big.
One really bad story and 3 very positive stories.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, real quick, I want to help a buddy of mine who's got his own podcast out there. Just a small little podcast. I want to help him. It's called Where They're At. It's my buddy Nabate Isles, right? And he lives in New York.
What's up with Nabate?
So he's interviewed Warren Moon, David Robinson, Ferguson Jenkins, Eric Davis, Otis Anderson, Darrell Revis. He's a huge sports guy. He's actually a professional trumpet player.
Oh, that's cool.
Too.
So he just interviews all the old schoolers and they just kind of bring him up to date of what they're doing.
I guess.
Was he in
I know he's done a lot
with Matt.
No.
Is that the name of that band?
No, Prism? But I think he went to the Eastman School of Music with Matt.
I feel like I met him at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. He's a great dude. He's done a lot of stuff with the NBA or whatever.
Is he from this area?
No, I see he's from that. I think he's from the New York area. Oh, okay. But I told him I'd promote it for him. So anyway, just check it out. Where Are They At podcast from my buddy Nabate.
By the way, I like Cakes's hoodie. You got the Game 5 winner hoodie?
Well, this memorializes Lars Eller's Game 5 winner. I mean, makes him a franchise legend.
You should be wearing that on the days that Lars is on the show.
I mean, do you think I really coordinate it?
I don't know.
I walk into my closet bleary-eyed. You just grab whatever's clean and looks semi-presentable.
I was trying
throw
to figure
it
out,
on.
How do you decide on your beanies? Do you have them all stacked and you just take the one that's at the top?
Not stacked, no. I have so many of them at this point, and of course I always want more. But I think I have 2 now, the things that you hang on the back of like your door, like a closet door, and they have plastic clear slots, like 20 of them on each.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, I want an entire Caps one. I'm close. I think I've got about 16 out of the 20 slots filled.
Okay.
I still need to find 4 that I don't have.
So you have approximately 40 beanies?
At least.
Oh, so you have
probably
beyond those two
probably
things
50.
With slots.
Probably 50.
Right. By the way, a buddy of mine was texting me during the break and said, actually direct messaged me, the rumor is Kuzi has a broken collarbone.
Oh,
really?
That's the rumor.
Ooh.
That's completely unconfirmed. But that's just from a pretty hardcore Caps fan.
That's no way.
Isn't that what Oshie had last year? Did he have a separated shoulder? What did Oshie have last year?
I don't remember the difference.
I think he might have had a broken collarbone, too.
I think it was.
If you saw the hit, it looks like a collarbone type of hit. Do you know what I mean? The way he was jacked up against the wall.
Let's hope that's not the case.
That's complete speculation. Like, I can't verify any of that, but it's just a buddy of mine that texted me.
But if it is the case, I mean, the NHL season is so long and interminable that he'll probably be fine for the playoffs, I would guess.
Let's hope. I would think a broken collarbone is like 4 to 6 weeks.
That's Dr. Cakes' diagnosis on the possible broken collarbone.
That's got to be at least 4 to 6 weeks. Although a lot of times those guys can wear a brace and they could strap up and just take painkillers and just be men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hockey players are legendary tough.
Yeah. Although that's a tough one.
DJs, not soft. So tough. DJs, so marshmallow soft.
So soft. You should see this. We went to the game this weekend up in Marist. It was 32 degrees and it was fine. My wife had 100 layers on. Right. I had long johns. She was wearing ski pants. We look like the softest doves.
Dude, I know the drill. I mean, you've been to a million LAX games. I've been to a bunch. And it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. Like, the game could be April 3rd.
Yeah.
And it's 39 degrees. It's cold out. The wind is whipping.
You know what my wife
got? You can have a blanket. You can have 5 layers on. You're still freezing.
She got something that's awesome that we should all have for when you go into kids' games, you're going to a stadium. She got a portable heated seat.
Ooh, I like that.
Portable. So, if you go into sitting in bleachers, you just open it up and it's heated.
Oh.
It's, you charge it.
That sounds silly.
It is.
I might have to look into one of those.
So if you're going to a high school football game, she got it online. Vet Marist parents said, you got to get this because it's, upstate New York or wherever the hell that is. It's I don't even think that's really considered upstate New York. Maybe it is.
It's still north of here.
Yeah. It's an hour north of New York City or so. Yeah, it's just.
I would consider that upstate.
Yeah. I think
anything past New York City, I think, is upstate New York. To me.
In our brains, right?
Of course.
Right.
So. I believe the one of our favorite movies, Cakes, The Place Beyond the Pines, was filmed in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, was it? Oh,
really?
Well, at least part of it was.
I like that. I don't know if I would consider that one of my favorite movies. Maybe it's one of your favorite movies. Well, it's good. I don't think it gets into that category.
I like it. It's in your top 50?
Yes.
It's not even in your top 50 of all time?
I don't know. Maybe. It is good. I might have to revisit it. There's a lot of sillies in that movie, by the way. Mahershala Ali, Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper. Is it Eva Mendes?
Yes.
I know I'm sleeping on a bunch of people, too.
I don't remember anything from that movie other than I liked it.
Ben Mendelsohn.
That's kind of how I am.
Ben Mendelsohn, who's the star of The Outsider, is in it.
Ah, okay.
But it's very good.
It is good.
Didn't we have Ben Mendelsohn in studio? No. We had a Ben.
No.
We had a Ben guy in studio.
We had Ben Foster.
Ben Foster.
That dude is a really good actor.
Yeah.
Here's what people do on Ben Foster.
Nope. That was over in Fairfax.
A lot of sleeping on Ben Foster.
Yep.
I think it was Fairfax.
It was Fairfax.
Yeah. You don't know what movie he was promoting. You don't know. Drab might know.
Is it a popular movie, or was it just like a movie that nobody really watched?
You'll probably know the title, but you haven't seen it. Drab has probably seen it.
There was a weird time with
a Western.
You're correct.
You're
all over it. You're so close.
Three days to Yuma.
3:10 to Yuma, I think.
To Yuma,
that's a good pull.
Yeah.
There was a weird period there where we were getting like, remember we had David, the guy was into all the wrestling all the time. David Arquette came in that same period. We had Jamie Kennedy came in. He had Jennifer Love Hewitt like in the green room.
If you want to see really angry Ben Foster, check out Alpha Dog. Now, I know it's been out for 20 years.
You love that movie.
Was Timberlake in that one?
It's a haunted. Yes. It's a very haunting movie.
Yeah.
To me. I'll never get the end scene out of that movie out of my brain ever.
Speaking of movies, although he's maybe known for wrestling more, buddy Chris Farley took a picture yesterday with Batista.
That's
came
right.
into his store.
Big
so Batista
silly.
Is, I guess, I supposedly moving back to Arlington.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to settle down here. I don't know what his deal is with his parents. I don't know why. But Farley, of course, brought up that he did our show, and Farley said that he told Batista, He goes, I actually got two of those guys to run marathons. And
he was flaming Batista, is what he was doing.
Batista's response was, those guys didn't strike me as guys that would run marathons.
You know what?
He's
right. He's pretty much right.
He's very correct.
Yeah, because I've run exactly one marathon.
Well, I've run zero, and unfortunately, I will die with zero.
Right. Yeah.
No, but I forgot to mention, I did, Jason, sit down. I saw Tay-Tay yesterday. I saw the Miss Americana.
Yeah.
I liked it for the first
I know, then it gets
60
political.
Minutes, and the last 20 minutes got political. And I just was like, oh, get me out of here.
I know.
This is so dumb.
I knew you weren't going to like that aspect.
But it was cool to see her tickling the ivories and coming up with the songs and
how
all the various producers.
Up with the hits.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that kind of stuff. I could watch that all day long.
Yep.
It is staggering how you see this little girl, wherever she grew up. I know eventually they moved to Nashville.
Like Reading, PA.
This little girl who they gave us a group for stardom, and then like she actually achieves all her dreams, and then she's in these giant venues with what appears to be 80,000 people
I was there when she played Nats Park. She played Raymond James Stadium. She plays all the big rooms.
And she's very self-aware, obviously, and very self-aware that her self-esteem for most of her life, and probably still to a large extent today, is based on the approval of strangers.
Correct.
That is a terrible way to live.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can get caught up in that in our little jobs.
But
you know?
It seemed like she started to mature a little bit towards the end of that.
Well, it'd be hard to get out of that, right? Yeah. Because your whole goal in life has been to make strangers like your music
and
you love
agree,
you.
But she looks what in some of those
well,
scenes?
Well, I know. I saw some scenes that I go, oh, that's the one Jason's talking about. Like when she's wearing the black outfit.
Or, she just looks good. She's just attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an attractive girl.
I think so.
Yeah, she's an attractive girl for sure. I still think she's about 6'2".
She's
very tall.
I would cut her ankles off.
With those big-ass boots, she probably is.
Jason loves that. He loves that in Russian tennis players. A guy came up to me at the gym yesterday who I've known, and he just said, you got to look at this TV. And it was a Russian tennis player, and he was obsessed.
Well, I guarantee you Jason knows who it
Russian
is.
Russian tennis player, yeah. I think her
somebody whose last name's like Chenko.
I think
or
it was like Davchenko.
Right.
Hold on, let me see who that is.
I mean, it was. I couldn't believe it. I was
a
like,
Chenko
you
or like a Slav
like,
at the end.
I said, you sound like Jason from our show.
Yeah.
Gabby, what were you going to say?
Vitalia Diachenko.
Is that it?
Probably.
Probably. Here,
I wanted to know if your opinion of Taylor had changed at all after watching it.
Maybe I was a little bit more sympathetic to, like, you know, when everyone's so hateful towards her, like whenever we trash her for writing a song where she trashes some dude or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she's sitting there and she's obviously like most people are today. This is how the culture is. She's on her phone all the time. And so she's like, you know, she said, I was the number one trending worldwide topic at one point when it was like Taylor Swift's over party or something. There was some hashtag. And she says, do you know how many millions of people have to hate you to be the number one trending topic on, you know, Twitter?
Taylor Swift is over.
Taylor Swift is over party. And her whole life has been to, you know, be loved.
Correct.
And then for them to just turn on you like that, that could be tough.
Well, how about the opening scene where she finds out she was not nominated for a Grammy and she just starts to cry?
You know, I didn't even notice her crying. I just remember
maybe I got
distracted. I remember her just saying, well, I just have to make a better record. I remember that part.
Yeah, she says that too, but she gets emotional. Yeah, I botched it. Place Beyond the Pines filmed in Schenectady.
Schenectady,
you
not Poughkeepsie.
It.
Is that right near Poughkeepsie?
It's definitely upstate.
Yeah.
Definitely upstate.
I don't know. Listen, there's not much. Poughkeepsie, the campus at Marist is beautiful around it. It's an old dumpy town. Looks like it's kind of dead. Looks like a dead town. Mm. And then you know what it reminds me of? Laurel. Just like Route 1.
Oh, yeah.
Just like strip plazas.
Bunch of boarded up video
and
movie
a lot,
liquidators.
Like, instead of having a silly Safeway, they have a Price Chopper.
That's the name of the store?
Yeah. Like, there's
aren't
not
those from the 80s or something?
It's the most bizarre thing ever. We were driving around and Stevie needed water. He needed bottled water, right? Because, you know, pummeling waters. And so we're like, we couldn't find a grocery. But we went, oh, Price Chopper. That must be a grocery.
I guess so.
We went in, it was a grocery.
Hey, you want your prices chopped?
Yeah, it sounds like it's cheap.
So in other words, instead of name brand retail, they have Hertig retail. You know what I mean?
It's just, the way you're describing it just sounds like a gray, dreary place.
It is, but the campus is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And he's right on the water. He's got a ninth floor view of, I guess that's the Hudson?
Probably the Hudson, yeah.
And at the bridges at night, the bridges at night are silly. They're all lit up. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, Valdez makes a good point. Pasadena also on the water, not as desirable.
I would like to see the nice part. You claim there's a nice part of Pasadena. I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you call Pasadena a dump, and it's on the water. Dumps could be on the water.
Yeah, but it does raise your status a little bit if you're on the water, even if it's a dump.
I was in Pasadena, I don't know, a month or two ago, taking my mom to a doctor's appointment. At least the little area that I went to in Pasadena wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I just
that should be on the sign as you drive into town. Yeah, Pasadena, not that bad.
Could be worse.
It wasn't special, but it wasn't horrible.
I just been reading some stories about like some terrible like criminals, you know, like from the DINA.
Well, wasn't the guy who just shot two Enron cops from the DINA?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know if he's from the DINA.
Oh, he's from the Glen Burnie?
Glen Burnie. We don't claim Glen Burnie.
I don't know. I think they associated Pasadena. There's a reason why I just said that.
Yeah.
I think they associated
him
with
Pasadena.
He
definitely had a face tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right under his eyeball.
He's on the other side of Edwin Rayner.
I don't even know what that means.
I should mention, we've got John Keim to talk some Redskins at 7 o'clock. The reason we're going to get into the Redskins is because their best corner is demanding a trade or demanding out. So we'll get the latest from John Keim at 7 o'clock. But next, we do unveil number 4 from NBC Sports Washington's Big 20 here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hot Maryland Terrapins with him and Antonio Daniels at 9:40 to close out the show to talk some NBA.
But of course, every morning at this time, we reveal the Big 20. NBC Sports Washington has been counting down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades, as determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, other experts. New stories counting down to number one are revealed each weekday through February 13th on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. Today, we're to number four, and this is a big one. Maryland wins the national championship. The Big 20 presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership.
2001, Maryland was close. They get to the Final Four, they lose to Duke. 2002, they go back. They get to the final game. They take on Indiana. They win. What a story for them. It was their first title. But, Jerry, we got to talk. You played in that game.
Yeah. Gary Williams took a team of guys that was primarily juniors and seniors, grew them into this team, and that speaks volumes of what he is and was as a coach and a man.
What a great time that was for Terp fans.
It was.
Unbelievable
something
little
never,
era there.
Never thought you were going to see.
Never thought.
Nope.
I mean, I would have bet all the money I had that we were never going to win a national title.
What really cemented Gary as a god.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I've said it 100 times.
Gary was great, even when he was just taking the teams to, you know, Sweet 16s. But to get to back-to-back Final Fours and win it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to the summit.
I tell you, I've said it 100 times. I've said it on air. I've said it on multiple programs. When I see him, I get emotional. It's weird. And I had no connection to it other than just being a diehard fan. Went to all the games. I'd sit in and go to practices. At that time in my life, I thought I would be a high school guidance counselor and basketball coach. I would go to practice and take notes. I mean, I was all in.
Oh, I'd love to see those notebooks.
Man, just, you know, X's and O's stuff.
Right.
And I just fell in love with that team and with him.
And to beat some of the blue bloods that they did. Now, playing Indiana in the final, obviously a blue blood, but they were like a 5 or 6 seed. But they beat Connecticut. They beat Kentucky. They beat Kansas, right? They beat Kansas in the semis in the Final Four.
I just know Juan Dixon was so good.
I mean, they beat some big-time teams, and, man, that was just like, it was fun to watch.
None of those players became great pros. But for a college team, they were so excellent together.
Yeah, but some of those guys had nice long careers. Like,
yes.
Steve Blake.
Yeah.
I mean, how long was his career in the NBA?
Might have been 14 years.
A dozen years, if not more.
Yeah,
Dixon was in the Dixon was there for a while, too. But they were just excellent.
Wilcox had. Together. He was on that team, right?
Oh, he played 10, 12 years.
He had a pretty good NBA career, too.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything, but he lasted a long time.
Yeah.
And he made a ton of dough.
He was in for a decade or so.
And especially after. Winning it after the previous year when they lost to Duke in the Final Four, when they had a huge lead on Duke in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to come back the next year and to be a 1 seed and get it done, it was awesome.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. Yeah, he'll always be a legend. Always. That's how you get the court named after you.
Absolutely.
So I can't stop watching this video. I just tweeted a link to it. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's stupid, but it's just somebody driving an Escalade in a parking lot, and they just. Clearly, it's a new driver. They don't know what they're doing. And they back into one car, and then they plow into the car in front of them. And
do they just pull off?
I don't know. Oh. They just show. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Anybody that's had, like, young teenagers.
It's cringeworthy.
You know, when you give them in the. Like, the hardest thing for new drivers, it's been my experience with my two kids, is learning to park.
Yeah.
Like, the driving part, the kids pick up easily. But it's like they get really nervous about going into, like, you know, a Safeway parking lot or something like that, and trying to do that.
I think especially if you have an SUV, like a bigger vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Look at this video.
There are a couple parking lots that I have to deal with on the regular that are tough.
I can't. Look.
See that? I mean, that's.
And look at this guy right here. This guy's watching. He's going, oh, my God, what's going on? And then they hit the gas and they go. Mm. And he's like.
I mean, that just speaks to why I like parking far away.
Yeah.
Pulling through.
You don't even mess with that.
I don't have to deal with cars near me, unless it's a weird situation like the MGM National Harbor parking lot was swamped the other day, and I had no choice but to take whatever spot was available. But if I have my druthers, I just park far away and walk because I'm not lazy. Well, I'm lazy when it comes to some things, but when it comes to walking instead of circling for a parking spot for 10 minutes, I'm not lazy. I will get out and I'll hoof it.
But
it's not a problem.
If you go to a 7-Eleven, though, you park right there in the front row, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't go to 7-Eleven.
Okay, let's just say you're going to Target or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's like a spot right in the front row. Will you ignore it and just go to the back because you're a creature of habit, or will you take the spot that's in the very first?
If
the gates of heaven open up.
If I go close to the front and I see a spot, of course I'll take it. But generally, I'll just pull in. I'll find a spot where there are no cars.
Yeah.
I pull in. I find my go-to spot.
Sometimes that's so far, though.
Now, these guys don't know. So the Target at Rio, if you don't go to the parking garage, which is right next to it.
Right.
And you park, do you actually go down the little path so that you're parking really far away and then have
generally,
to go up steps?
Generally, I go to the parking garage, but at times I have parked like behind the building, behind like the other retail strip there.
Right.
And then I'll walk. Because you know what? Okay. I can walk, okay?
But you like, could also
if
just
you're 80 and you have
close.
A hard time walking, I understand you parking close.
What is the fear? You think somebody's going to
hit
your car?
I don't like backing out anymore. I would rather just pull through. Maybe it's just because I'm old. I don't want other cars around me. It's just a weird thing.
I prefer a pull through, but I mean, I can back out.
I mean, I've
gotten to that point now where
out.
If I could pull through, I'm going to pull through every time.
Of course.
Because it's just so much easier to get out. Especially now that I drive the Escalade a lot. That big hoop is a pain in the ass to drive. I don't know how anybody drives regularly, like those big extra large Suburbans. Like, how do these soccer moms drive those big ass things? Those things are a nightmare. They're the world's biggest car.
My viewpoint on it is, if you're old and infirmed and or disabled,
park close, of course, if you're having trouble walking. But if you're able-bodied, it doesn't hurt you to park a little bit of distance away and walk. It's really not that difficult.
If you go, where it's like, if I have to go to Costco, the closest Costo for me,
Costco is just
it's a nightmare.
It's an effapalooza trying to find a spot there.
Right.
Any Costco.
And so if I go to Costco, it's at Wheaton.
Right.
And if you don't circle a little bit and look, you will be so far away from that joint.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be over near the pool. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't automatically drive there.
I got decided this year I'm out on Costco. Just not getting my money's worth. I don't go enough.
What, how much do they charge us for our card?
I have like
probably
the
like 50
black.
Bucks a
I think
year.
There's one that's cheaper. I have like the more expensive one for whatever reason.
You know what tilts me?
And it's like $150 a month. And I'm like, I go three times
a year. Not a month.
It's
a year. Yeah. I have no idea if we get our money's worth. I have no idea. We seem to go there once a month, maybe.
I'm an executive member. Why am I an executive member?
You should be a non-member.
Executive member.
That just might mean we might all be executive members.
No. I just re-signed the other day. The gold member is $60. The executive member is $120.
Yeah, I'm the executive too. I don't know why.
So you get a check at the end of the year.
Huh?
You get a check at the end of the year.
Yeah, but I go like
what do you mean you get a check?
Now.
So if you're an executive member,
like bonus
you get
money.
2% back or whatever.
Oh,
it is.
It's like a bonus thing you get like for the points. It's a reward thing.
You'll get like a check for $50 or whatever it is.
If you buy anything.
If you buy enough.
Yeah. So if you're going to buy a TV, you might as well just buy one of their sillies. Yeah.
Correct. I end up getting a check for like $2.36. It's just not worth it.
You know what? Not worth being an executive.
Yeah, but
member.
It's worth it if you're getting a discount on all the other stuff.
Correct. But I'm just telling you, in my life,
you guys don't
I'm going like once every 3 months.
Well, here, answer
now.
Me this. I don't understand this. So I get it. You got to be a member to be in the dumb club. It makes no sense to me why I have to get into my wallet and show them the card when I walk in because you have to use the card to check out. Right? So
an added form of security
for what?
They barely look at
why?
It.
Why? I
flash my gym card. And you
it doesn't matter. Understood. But it's still a hassle to go in and dig in and show them some card of some. And every time I go, why is this necessary? If I buy anything, I have to have the card at the checkout.
Unless they're really
this is
militant.
An unnecessary. You're wasting
really
my time.
Are they really checking? Because like I've had to go there to get prescriptions, and you don't need a card for that. You just walk in.
Yeah.
Plus, there's usually there's 20 people walking in at all times. You just go all the way to the left to
avoid
them.
It's not the most stringent security ever,
yeah.
But they have a dock there, and the assumption is you have to go in a while and show them your card when you walk in. Everybody does it.
Right.
Why?
What about the receipt check? I mean,
the receipt check is dumb.
You have a full cart, and they look at a ticket for a second and just go, check.
Yeah. When I got my readers the other day, right. I was butt-sized. They got my three readers for $18. There were 10 people in front of me with huge carts,
right.
And the guy's going through there, and he's really looking.
Oh, he actually was looking.
Yes!
Most people don't come in and buy readers. Yeah. They buy readers and Clementines and a big, big TV.
What I often see is guys that own these little mom-and-pop shops.
Right.
And they load up on all their waters and their Gatorades.
200-pound bags of rice.
Yes.
It says there's a couple reasons for that.
What?
Number one is they don't want just riffraff walking through the store.
It's all riffraff.
No. Clogging up the aisles. There's enough people in Costco.
Right.
But the main reason is they want to make sure that you have your ID before you get all your stuff in your cart, get to the line, and realize
you don't have one.
Right.
Okay. That can make some sense. Yeah. All right. I'll buy that.
Now, why you just can't put in your phone number? I don't know.
Oh, they don't let you do that like they do everywhere other place?
You should be able to, yeah.
Like if you go to Safeway, I never carry my Safeway card. Boom, put the number in.
Oh, you don't have your card? What's your phone number?
Yeah.
All right, you're good to go.
That doesn't work at Costco?
No.
They haven't got to that level yet.
Oh, because people would be sharing cards.
But, dude, they just started taking credit card. Before, it was all debit.
Or check.
Right.
You got to write a check.
Yeah.
Or cash.
All right, coming up next, we're going to actually dive into the Redskins. Quentin Dunbar apparently wants out. We'll get the latest from John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. Here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.